It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's and Pizza, South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show at 6 here at Chickie's on Packer Ave and the Players Lounge at 7. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at 4, Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Big Five. What's up, brother?
What's happening? New life. Let's go.
So,
okay, flush it.
Do you think it was a mistake for the Eagles not to play their starters yesterday?
I said it last week that I felt like they should have played at least the first half of the game.
Yep.
And obviously what we had understood and knew by when the game was going on of just the magnitude of it, that should have been telling of right there. If you want home field advantage, you know, pretty much throughout the playoffs and until the NFC Championship possibly, then you do what you're supposed to do. I mean, we don't have guys that are banged up and, you know, kind of on the verge of possibly, you know, playing or not playing or whatever it may be. I mean, I know that Jalen Carter was a guy that came back for the Buffalo game, and, yeah, you might want to decide to rest him, but we should have played our starters definitely in that first half of the playoff. I mean, the first half of that game, especially offensively, because we haven't established ourselves offensively to be able to just sit out and think everything's going to be cleaned up.
Can you speak to the as a guy who has played and won a lot of playoff games? Can you speak to the difference between playing a playoff game at home and having to play a playoff game on the road?
Well, you have your own fans there, and the adrenaline that we all feed off of from our fans is special. And you know who doesn't want to, you know, play in their own stadium come playoff time all throughout the playoffs? And I think that was something that we all understood as players with Andy established that, hey, our goals were, number one, to obviously win the division. Two is to get a first-round bye. And then three was to represent home field advantage at our facility. And so if that's not part of your goals, then what are we doing? And so I just think for Nick, Nick's in a position right now where I think he understands the backlash of it, and he's just trying to stand strong on, you know, kind of what he decided to do. But I think if he had a chance to do it all over again, he would play his players.
I know the game ultimately doesn't matter moving forward. They're going to play San Francisco coming up Sunday. But I love your thoughts on what did you think about Tanner and how he played out there yesterday?
I thought he did some good things. I know that the fans were asking for him to play during the middle of the season because they felt like it was, you know, Jalen that was holding us back or whatever it may be. But I didn't see anything that wowed me. I thought he was in a position where he made some plays when he was called upon, some mistakes that he made that I'm sure he would love to have back. But I seen a guy that was prepared, and he was just, you know, excited for the moment. Now, what did that look like? I mean, obviously we didn't win the game and, you know, a lot of key factors into that. But, I give him a lot of credit for being in this position and being called upon to step in there. I was glad to see that Devontae got his 1,000-yard receiving. You put Devontae out there and don't have all his guys out there, kind of was a little questioning to me. So I just give credit to all the guys that played. And those guys who sat out, it's time to step up. Because believe me, San Francisco's not going to be an easy task from what they've been able to do offensively. At this particular point, defensively, they're moved. I don't know if their middle linebacker will be back. I've heard rumblings that he possibly will be back for this game. And I'm sure Kittle's and as well as Trent will be back as well. So they're coming in this thing fully loaded, and we have to be as well.
Donovan, Ike, I thought, made a good point earlier, and you're saying that now, too, is it's up to the Eagles now, the players, to make the decision from the team to not play them look good. You know, one of the only argument I think you could make is the offensive line, and I agree with you that they should have played. The offensive line has just not been as effective, and I think part of that has to be, you know, what they had to go through last year, and that you hope that giving them this week off can give a little bit of juice to an offensive line that has just not been nearly as good as they have been in past years.
Well, there's ways of looking at it. And for a coach's standpoint, I'm sure he'll say, hey, one week won't get it better from what it is. But they'll have a chance to be able to get things corrected by sitting back and being able to practice on it an extra week or whatever it may be. But from a player standpoint, Ike's absolutely right. I mean, it's time for them to put up a shut up because you can either make your coach right or make your coach be wrong. And so if they don't play well in this first game, if San Francisco comes out, you know, blazing, then that's going to make all the decisions that he's made up until this particular point this season look like the wrong decision. And so for all coaches on the staff, for all the players, this is their time to be able to, you know, defend their coach and do it the right way and be able to establish themselves, you know, as a playoff team. And I think for the football team that I've seen thus far. Remember, I kind of referred to them as being kind of like the Giants when Eli got on his run in the playoffs. They weren't very good from different standpoints throughout the season, if it was offensively or special teams or defense. But when they got in the playoffs, they were able to put things together, and I think that can actually happen for us this playoff run.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this matchup. I kind of like the matchup against San Francisco. Because it is at home and we got the defense that we have. How do you view this matchup and how we're playing right now compared to what the 49ers look like right now?
Well, how we playing right now? Defensively, I like the matchup. I think this is going to be one of those matchups I think that's going to be really big for Adore Jackson. He's got to step up. Because I think what you're going to start to see is you're going to see Kittles and you know and their wide receiving core trying to pressure the number two and three defensive backs as well as the linebackers and safeties. And so they're going to have to cover. And so what does that mean? That means Cooper DeJean is going to have to play big on the inside, and Adore Jackson is going to have to play big outside because we know what Mitchell is going to bring to it. But what Kyle Shanahan does is he attacks your number two and three. And so, and then he's going to attack your linebackers. And so with him saying that, because Christian McCaffrey becomes such a major part in the passing game, the middle of the football field has to be protected. And so, that's something that I think defensively they're going to have the challenges with. Now, as far as our offense is concerned, the thing that has been kind of their Achilles heel ever since their linebacker went out was their run defense. And we haven't been running the football effectively. And so will this be the game that we all of a sudden get things kind of changed up to be able to open up the holes for Saquon and take the run through and be able to explode for explosive plays? And then another thing that I think works in our favor if we do it right and we get things cleaned up is they don't create a lot of pass rush from San Francisco. That's something that they've struggled with this year ever since Bosa got hurt. Once Bosa got hurt, they haven't had consistent pass rush. So our passing game, at least we'll have time, but we just have to be able to get open on the back end.
Which team do you think has the better quarterback?
Well, obviously I'm a defend our guy, Jalen.
I'm asking for your objective analysis, though.
Well, I will say this, and I think when it comes to consistent playoff play, I'm going to go with Jalen and what he brings to the table with his legs. But I will say this, that Purdy Brock has brought a different facet to the game that we haven't seen consistently over the years, and that's his ability to be able to create with his legs. And I think that's something that our defense can't turn their back on. When he gets outside the pocket on bootlegs and half rows, because he will pick up 10 to 12 yards with his legs. And now that kind of adds where those interior part of the defense now got to come to try to stop rocking, and then he'll be able to hit over the top. But I just think with the experience that we have over the last couple of years, I'll give Jalen the advantage.
I think it's an interesting matchup what's his name? Shanahan versus Fangio as well. Because Shanahan, you know, has been able to be successful with a lot of different quarterbacks there in San Francisco. And Fangio, of course, that one of the best, if not the best, defensive coordinator in the NFL. And I think the matchup of those two guys is a really interesting chess match between those two.
I wouldn't say it's more of that, those two. I would say more of the defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator.
So Saleh versus Petula.
I would say Saleh and Petula. I would say Kyle, because Kyle's going to come up with creative opportunities for Brock to be successful.
Yeah.
And if Vic decides to play that zone defense, it works. It kind of almost works in that favor. I've been in that offense where Kyle's running, and if you're just going to sit and play zone, he's just going to dink and dunk you to death to be able to create over the top. It's more Robert Saleh versus Kevin Petula, because we got to find ways to motion and shift to get guys in creative mismatches so that now we can attack them.
All right, Donovan, one last question, a general NFL question, because it has been hotly debated across the country. Who do you think is the NFL MVP this year? You know, it was Stafford was the favorite for a while. Then after last week, May became the favorite. Now Stafford is the favorite again. If you had a vote, who would you vote for?
Be honest with you, I mean, I would pick Drake May. And I love what Matthew Stafford has done with 40-plus touchdowns and really getting those guys going over there. But you got a quarterback that's in his second season, has made probably the biggest jump of a lot of different quarterbacks that have played over the years. Number two, they won that division. Who would have thought that they would have been in this position at this particular point with Josh Allen in that division?
Sure.
Now,
yep.
we can say Matthew Stafford has done great job over there statistically, but they didn't win that division. Seattle won that division, and Seattle beat them, and so did San Fran. And so it's a lot of key factors that go into it. I think a lot of people get happy about the numbers or whatever, but you got to give a lot of credit to the young quarterback out of New England. Drake May has done a wonderful job all season.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a close vote. It'll be interesting to see who ends up winning it. Yep. Well, Donovan, thanks as always. Hopefully when we're talking to you on Monday, we're not doing the eulogy for the season. Hopefully we're talking about the next game. So,
first of all, I haven't heard Ike with one question. I mean, did he get his coffee? I mean, what's going on?
No, I'm good.
Got two questions.
You me getting the sexy voice last week.
Yeah.
I ain't heard you at all.
But you answered with so much depth. You basically didn't need to ask any more questions. You gave full answers. I didn't know what else to ask.
I had to give you a little bit more. Last week, last week I was getting my nails done, so I can't be talking loud in the nail salon.
Is that what was happening?
Full disclosure.
Oh, that is so good.
And toward the end, I was out of there, so that's when I gave you all the good stuff. But, you know, I was just finishing up getting my nails done, you know.
Awesome. As soon as we start comparing you and Roxy, that's when you knew you needed to get up out of the
nail salon.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Donovan.
That's awesome.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Roxy.
All right, no problem.
All right, there he is, Donovan. The mystery finally solved. What was Donovan up to last week?
We knew he was up to something.
I thought he was in a library.
Didn't expect nail salon.
I did not. That didn't cross my mind.
Not at all.
Have you guys ever had manicure and pedicure?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You've had both?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Cesaro, yeah.
No shot.
I had both. I didn't like the pedicure. I'm ticklish. The manicure I like. The pedicure, I couldn't do again.
I had to do the pedicure when I was a player, man.
Oh, yeah?
Man, you get a little older. Your feet, man. You got to get them right, man. Yeah. Being out there on them cleats and everything, man. You got to get that done. I used to go every other Friday.
Really?
Yeah, just give them manicure and pedicures every other Friday.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Funny thing that happened.
I used to, yeah.
My brother and I go to get the manicure and pedicure. They're finished.
Your dad used to go right over there and get a manicure.
My dad did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He always had shiny nails. Yep. So it's the end of the pedicure, and she looks up, and she's like, do you want nail polish?
No polish, no.
And I said, yes. And
of
she
course
said,
yep.
She said,
it's our fearless leader.
She said, what color? And I said, pink.
Pink,
yeah. So I get home, and, you know, I'm a real pain in the ass as a husband. I think I'm a good husband.
No, we would have never guessed
but
that.
But I'm a pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's always
you
a bit.
You won't even let her watch TV in the bed.
It's room. Always a bit. That's a good
well,
decision.
Well, that's a good idea. No, it's one TV only in our house.
And it's very rare that Val is like, this is over the line. I don't like this. There's only been two times in our life where she's like, don't ever do that again. The one time was when I wear footy pajamas. I wore the one-piece footy pajamas. She said, I don't like this at all.
At all.
Do not do this.
Yeah.
when I came home with the pink toenail polish, she was disgusted with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She wanted no part of it. She didn't think it was funny. She nah. wasn't laughing. And she doesn't get mad at me very often. Nah. And I'm, again.
She thought she had lost you.
Yeah.
What now, the hell?
Now, in her defense, I mean, she. It's not like she married a guy's guy.
No, that's my whole point. It's like, look
at me.
Who
do you think you married?
Yeah, I'm ridiculous. But
you can't be a metrosexual, though.
Well, look, I just thought it was funny for the bit. If
sure.
I'm going to go through the pedicure, you're going to ask me if I went nail polish.
Listen.
The answer is going to be yes. The problem is, it doesn't come off very easily, and she was not willing to dip my little toesies in the tail in the nail polish
on,
remover.
Man.
Thinks I was stuck for 2 weeks.
I'm
you know,
out. Yeah, I'm out on that. No polish, no polish.
I learned a lesson.
Just get your cuticles pushed back, get your nails clean, get them trimmed down.
Yeah, the toenail
you do
polish.
Do the feet right because I'm a footsie guy in bed. So
nice. Oh yeah,
the wife. I don't need to feel like she's rubbing up against sandpaper.
Right
in the bed, so yeah, keep your feet right and soft. Make sure you put lotion on. Spike, you sleep fully dressed.
I do. Two hoodies.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We went for a walk yesterday with the dogs. I'm only wearing a jacket and a t-shirt, and she looks at me and she said, "You get into bed wearing sweatpants, two hoodies, and a winter hat, and we're out here. It's 25 degrees.
Dress more inside than outside."
I forgot that Donovan was in Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Yeah.
In 2010.
With Mike Shanahan, yep.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was with Sean McVay. All those guys were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Yeah. Kristen in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Kristen?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, Kristen.
What's
how
up,
are
Kristen?
You?
I'm doing good. I just had something to say. So when it comes down to both Jalen Hurts and Shannon McKee, there is no comparison because Jalen Hurts was developed to be who he is today by the age of 3. Shannon McKee developed this in high school. So, like, there is no comparison. Now, when it comes down to arresting the starters, at first I was like, they should have started them either half the game or at least in the fourth quarter, because the fourth quarter, we were dying, like, you know. And then also I wanted to say that Tyreek Hill looked out at, when he was out there yesterday, right, in that middle of the game, before the second half, it was like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo running from the goose. And Jalen Hurts would have never looked like that. Jalen Hurts would have took that team with the backup. It would have been him and Tank Bigsby show, okay? And he ran for, like, a whole bunch of first downs. And
let her cook, let her
cook. Bigsby, yes. And Tank Bigsby would have made all the rushing touchdowns. But he definitely didn't hurt us. He's developed better. And I understand you have a right to disagree. That's fine. But I'm keeping it real. It's true. For
that's
everybody
right.
to sit there and think that he should have been take Jalen Hurts' place in the middle of the season. Okay, we wouldn't even made it to the playoffs to watch to even look how Tanner McKee played yesterday. Even with the starters,
they would have made playoffs.
They wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Last season, right? We almost lost that game with the Cowboys, but we won the game at the end. Because remember, every time Jalen Hurts don't play, we lose.
Well, that's not true.
That's actually not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Jalen Hurts do not play.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
They beat the Cowboys 41-7 last year.
Yeah. It is provably untrue. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Jets. No, Kristen. Hush.
Big stats,
Kristen. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Giants. And if
freaking Devontae.
If Devontae catches the ball, they beat the Commanders, too. Like, look, and I
look at the point she's making.
Obviously, I think Jalen should be the starting quarterback of the Eagles. But your supposition that if Jalen was in there yesterday, all of a sudden the offense would have looked good. Jalen played with the starting offensive line, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert. The offense hasn't looked good all year. So why would it look good?
Jalen Hurts would have won that game because he'd have ran for first downs, which he didn't do. Tanner McKee did not run. I thought he was going to run for the first down, and he didn't. So it is what it is. He had legs. He could have ran for the first down. The first down was right there. But instead, he threw the ball out of bounds. So let's be real.
That's right.
Jalen Hurts would have won that game.
Let's be real. They've averaged 23 points a game with Jalen Hurts. Let's be real. They scored. No. How many points they score against the Lions with Jalen Hurts? How many points did they score against? How many points did they score against the Lions? The Packers with Jalen Hurts, huh? How many points?
More than 21 points.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They scored 13 and 10.
Do you think Tanner could have completed a pass in the second half against the Bills?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait a minute. What about when they scored against the Cowboys? They had 21 right. points before the Cowboys.
He blew a 21-point lead against the Cowboys.
Hang in there, Christian.
21 points the whole season. What are you talking about, sir? Get your math right, sir.
That's what do you mean, what am I talking about? They averaged 23 points a game with Jalen. 23 points a game. 23 points a game with Jalen. 23 points. No, you get your math right. You get your math right. Get your math right. You said they don't win when Jalen doesn't play. That is provably false.
Get your math right.
It is provably false. You, sir. Ma'am. 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 Ma'am.
All right.
Happy New Year,
Christian. Good job, Christian.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. God bless. There she is.
She's back down.
No, she did not.
20th in points per game this year.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Yeah,
you
come
knew,
on.
You knew where she was coming from.
Oh, I knew. Kristen, caller of the day. If we had a caller of the day award.
Her and Chuck, man.
Yeah. And I know
and the guy who had other fake stats earlier.
Yes.
He wasn't
was
even close.
Yes. Both things he said was wrong.
Well,
both
yeah. Things,
yeah.
And
yeah.
If people are like, oh, Jack, Spike, haters, blah, 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 blah. We corrected that guy.
Yeah.
All we do is tell the truth.
Yes.
That we had to correct Kristen.
Yeah, it's facts. All I want to talk about is facts.
They would have made the playoffs with Tanner this year.
That's not a fact.
I mean, they probably would have won the NFC East.
Yeah,
they would have been. It would have been tough to not win the NFC East.
Exactly right.
I agree with that.
Debate that one.
Yeah. Just start with me. It's a one seed difference. 4-3. They still probably would have been the 3 seed. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still probably the 3 seed.
Well, they would have finished with more than 8 wins.
8 wins, yeah. So they still probably would have been the 3 seed. So everything would have been the same. All right. 215-592-9494. Man, Kristen, an all-star. I hope she calls back more.
Yes.
Coming up next, there's a situation in Philadelphia.
That was one of those calls where she's not a regular caller, but she got fed up.
Yes.
She got fed up with hearing about how Tanner would have done Jalen's job.
Yep.
Yeah,
fed up. She's been fed up for weeks. And Buzz, I'm sure Buzz usually does a very bad job of potting down the callers.
Yeah.
But leaving her up was the correct decision.
Yes.
Letting us yell over each other was the correct decision there. All right, 205-592-9494. Coming up next. A situation in Philadelphia sports we are monitoring.
Yeah.
A situation that we are monitoring. Uh-oh. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here we are in the new year. You make your resolutions for you. Make a better you, right? Oh, you're going to be healthier. You're not going to eat this. You're not going to drink that. You're going to work out. Well, do the same thing for your pets. Right? Your pets can't make New Year's resolutions, so you have to do it for them. That is what the lead dog, George Perenni, at Dogs and Cats Rule feels. That is what the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule feels. And that's for you to do. So, you know, when you're thinking about the health of your pets, whether it is a skin or coat issue, whether your pet is a little too heavy, you know, a little too weight, maybe a lot of licking and biting of their paws. Rebel licks the paws all, you know, certain times of the year. Dogs and Cats Rule can help the solution. Whether it is a change in diet, sometimes that helps. It helps allergies. Whether it's a supplement, they can help you with that as well. And the great thing about Dogs and Cats Rule is, you'll walk in there, you'll see all these great products. I mean, they have the top-of-the-line products, but the staff that can tell you is what is exactly right for your pet. They will take the time, they have the knowledge, they have the patience. 7 locations of Dogs and Cats Rule. They can all take care of you the same way. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.